Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. There is no way to exaggerate or overestimate what you could achieve by the grace of God if you were living in the full assurance of your hope in Christ. The God of hope wants to give you hope today. A powerful, solid hope built on Him that will help you to see the wonderful, blessed life He has in store for you. It is God's desire for every one of His blood-bought children to be gripped and captivated by the certainty of hope we have in Jesus. What thoughts have you been occupied with? Do you see good in your future? Or are you filled with worrisome and negative thoughts because of all that is happening around you? Today, God wants you to be anchored in hope, and you can find this hope in the Word of God. In the message titled, A Future of Hope, Our Assurance, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to let faith arise as you hold tight to the hope God has given you. Let's join in.
You may say you don't know what the future holds for you. And I want to tell you that God holds your future. So you have to have faith in Him. We have a future of hope, peace, and prosperity. In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, Jeremiah is speaking on behalf of God when he said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What an encouraging verse. We hear and we instantly feel reassured. We hear and we live with confidence. What a relief. God wants good things for us, and it's true. He wants the best for us. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to seek the one who holds the future. God holds your future, so put your trust in Him. He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three persons in one same God. He knows what the future holds for you. So have faith in Him. And seek Him to lead you to the good future that He planned for you even before you were born. He holds your future, my friend. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God created you and me. He is the only one who can tell you the good plan He had for you. The God who created the universe and planned our redemption through Jesus Christ also created us. He has set a future for you that needs to be protected. That future is so good. It's full of hope and prosperity. God, our Father and Creator of heaven and earth, decided what we are to become. But my friend, it's a matter of personal choice to become what God intended for you to be. So choose to trust Him today. It doesn't matter what has happened in the past years. He is God of hope and restoration. Jeremiah 29:11 that I read is so popular verse that many people know. It's one of my favorite verses in scripture. If you put it in context, it's even more powerful because he was talking about judgment of God. This was because in context, the people had broken the covenant of God. They had betrayed God because they had forgotten the covenant that He made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they were not doing what God said. When God spoke this, His people, the Israelites, were in captivity. They were in exile in a foreign country, Babylon. Their lives were in danger and it seemed like all was lost. But in the midst of Him pronouncing judgment on them, He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." They might have thought, "Really, God, is this your plan to prosper us?" God's best for us might not be what we had in mind, I'm telling you. Maybe you can identify with that. In fact, God's plan for you might be different from what we are experiencing right now. Maybe the situation or circumstances we are in right now, they don't really show that God has got good plan for us. But I'm telling you today that even if things look bad, even if you don't understand it, God is working his will in and through our lives. That's really what it means to prosper. His will be done in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. God has not forgotten you. I want to assure you that he's not abandoned you. His plan for you are good, irrespective of your circumstances or situations. I'm telling you today, God is good and his plan for you are so good. See past your present struggles and know that God has a good plan for you. So God, through the prophet Jeremiah, reassured the people that he had great plan for their future and that they should look forward to the glorious fulfillment of his wonderful promises during this period of their exile. You see, God's constant love for his children never wavers, even in periods of struggles when it may feel like he has forgotten his children. God's plan for your life is to prosper you, not to harm you. He is the God of hope and restoration. God delights in the prosperity of his people. He has a good plan for us. God wants to bless the work of our hands, but we have to cooperate with him. When we do things our own way, we get into all kinds of trouble. You see, God is saying, this is not the plan I had for you. This is not my will for you. My will for you is peace and to give you an expected end, to give you a hope and a future. In this Jeremiah chapter 29, the Lord, in the midst of pronouncing judgment over his people, reminded them of the fact that he couldn't do what he wanted to do because they wouldn't cooperate with him. Are you cooperating with God in your life? Let me ask you this question. God's plan for your life includes peace, hope, and prosperity. He wants a prosperous future for you, one in which you have good success. His plan for our lives includes many benefits. He gives more benefits than any person or any system you can think of. He gives more benefits than your government, more benefits than your business or your career, more benefits than the financial system or any type of earthly investment. All you need to do is to cooperate with him. What your future holds is in God's hands, but you have a responsibility to pursue it. There is a guidance to protect your future, but you must make a sensible decision about what is the right thing to do to protect your destiny, my friend. God's plan for you are good, but see verses 12 and 13 of Jeremiah chapter 29. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me, when you search for me with all your heart. That's Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. You see, this says God has perfect plan for your life, but you have to seek him. Protecting your future is a personal choice. Friend, since the Bible says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Isn't it a wise decision to seek God? Someone said, if your life is not supernatural, it's superficial. If your life isn't good, it's not because God doesn't have a plan for you. It's because you are not cooperating with God. You haven't found out the plan that he had for you. God doesn't sovereignly control your life and make it work out. You have to pursue the things of God in order to receive them. You must be receptive, and I hope you will do so today. God's will never automatically come to pass in your life. If it's only up to God, every person will be 100% healthy. You will never have sickness, poverty, or depression. Unfortunately, many Christians have these things, and it's because they are not cooperating with God. Make a choice today, seek God, and learn to cooperate with him. Don't ever live your life independent of God. The Bible says, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. That's recorded in Jeremiah 10, verse 23. We are not smart enough to do things our own way. Our life is not independent of God. Our fellowship with Him is the key to protecting our future. All we have to do is to seek the Lord, and He will speak to us. He will direct us and lead us to the future full of hope, the expected end He set for us even before we were born. If you want to protect your future and walk in the plans that He had for you, then ask the Lord for a deep desire to know Him and for an unquenchable love for His word. God wants to lead you to an expected end full of hope, peace, and prosperity. You cannot blame God on the failures in your life. God has a perfect plan for every single person's life. He is no respecter of any person. He loves us all. God's goodness is for all of us. If you are not seeing that plan, it's not God's fault. If your life isn't exciting, it's not God's fault. You will be excited if you are doing what God called you to do. And it's just a matter of seeking Him and finding what He really planned for you. It's a blessing to love what God called you to do. It's a blessing to walk in the prosperity and hope He had for you. If you are not enjoying what you are doing, then you haven't found out God's purpose for your life. It's a personal choice. This is just to encourage you, my friend, that you have a good God who's not out there to get you, but the one who has really planned for your life. And it's there for His good pleasure to see that you are prospering, that you are living in peace, you are living in goodness, and all that He planned for you, you are walking in them. If you are not enjoying what you are doing, then you haven't found all these things that God has planned, laid out for you, even before the foundations of this earth. It's a personal choice. So choose not to live your own life. Choose not to live independent of God. He has a perfect plan for you. God has declared that He wants nothing but good for you. He has thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. And note that His plan is always good for you. God's plan will happen in His timing. It doesn't matter the circumstances you are in. His plan is always trustworthy. So believe in Him, don't lean on your own understanding, and just seek Him. And I tell you, His plan for you will come to pass. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you cannot even walk in His plans. In fact, the good plans He had for you is really assured. You can confidently receive it. And so if you want to receive Christ, this is the time to do so. And you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.